We're joined now on the pregame show by the race director of player development and former River Dogs manager, Blake Butera. And Blake, first, thanks so much for taking the time. And last time you were here, it was a little bit of a different vibe with this team, off to a slow start. Now they've won 9 of their last 10. From your eyes, what's the difference?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Larry. I think first and foremost, I think as we've seen the last couple of years, the league's trended to a more younger group. It's a very talented group, just a lot to learn in terms of playing the game and experience. And as we've seen the last couple of years, without having short season teams, just less games under their belt. So there's a lot to learn. Fortunately, with Smed and the coaching staff here, they do a tremendous job of helping these guys kind of grow accustomed to the game and learn from their mistakes. And as a result, I think we see them play a little bit better over the course of the year.
No doubt. Now, one guy that's been a huge spark lately is Brylaire Guerrero. I know you mentioned you were excited about some outfielders that weren't with the team a few weeks ago. Well, here they are in Guerrero and Gillen. With Brylaire specifically, just a massive individual. In terms of when the organization signed him to now, how much development have you seen, and where do you think he can improve the most next?
I think the biggest thing for Brylaire is just getting on the field every day. He's battled through some unfortunate scenarios where he's been injured and missed some time. I think as a whole, he still doesn't have 200 at-bats underneath him yet. So the biggest thing is just having Brylaire on the field, playing the game of baseball, getting used to the speed of the game, learning how pitchers and teams are going to attack him at the plate, getting reps in the outfield. And as you've seen from just the early sample size thus far, it's been pretty special to watch.
No doubt about that. Makes quite the combination in the lineup with Theo Gillen when they're both in there. And with Theo moving positions last year, playing outfield, something that was new to him. Where do you think he is in that point of development? Because he looks pretty natural out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'd be lying if we said we'd expect him to be this good this early in the outfield, a new position for him. But it just goes to show that the type of kid he is, the type of worker he is. How much he listens and learns and watches the game even when he's not playing, and he's picked it up, just like riding a bike. It's nothing for him. He's out there running balls down and looking like he's been out there for years.
Now, playing here in Charleston, you mentioned with this young group, for a lot of these guys it's playing in front of big crowds for the first time. Just how beneficial is the experience of playing here, considering that with the crowds and with the energy here, it's not like this everywhere?
No, it's not like this everywhere. Just enjoy it. I think it's a bit of a shock for these guys right away, early on, just going from being in the complex where there aren't really any fans to coming here where, you have 5,000-6,000 every night, it seems. And not only the number of fans, but how much the fans here are into the games and how much they really want to see the team win. It makes it that much fun. And I think these guys embrace it, and it's a great opportunity for them to learn how to play with some energy in the stands.
A big bright spot throughout the season, even during the slow start, was the pitching staff, Trevor Harrison and a lot of college guys. But one thing that I've noticed up and down the organization, everybody is throwing a ton of strikes. The strike percentage is high. The pitches per inning is really low. Organizationally, what do you think has led to that trend of strike throwing up and down?
I think we're all synchronized in terms of being on the same page from top down. Kyle Snyder sets the tone with our major league team, implementing the philosophy of the most important pitch in baseball is strike one. And we've followed suit in the minor leagues, and all of our pitchers, it's been ingrained into their heads, strike one, strike one, strike one. They all have really good stuff, and we know that it's hard to hit. You watch batting practice and guys get out just when they know a 50-mile-an-hour fastball is coming. It's really hard to hit. So the thing we want to stay away from is walks and getting ahead of hitters, and that's kind of the message they've heard from spring training on, and fortunately they've picked it up and ran with it.
Tonight's starting pitcher, Ryan Andrade, has done a really nice job of that. Seventh-round pick last year, if I'm not mistaken. What have you guys been pleased with him?
I mean, you said it, just throwing strikes. The athleticism on the mound helps. He's able to mix speeds. He pitched at, a major Division I school and knows how to get hitters out, knows how to use his pitches and what he has. And I think that's all we ask for him. We don't ask him to do more than that. Just get on the mound, throw strikes, mix speeds, and he's done that.
lower levels. That's somewhat hard to follow and get a read on, you know, FCL, DSL, but you see every level. Who should we be keeping an eye on that we might see here later in the season?
It's hard to say right now. You know, we've gotten some guys here the last couple weeks with Braylor and Theo coming up from the complex. We got a couple arms here as well. You know, Jonathan Russell just joining. He's the most recent one. But I think we're in a spot now where we feel pretty good about this club. Not to say that there's not anybody else coming behind, but hopefully can get some consistency here and let these guys get their feet settled in, and we'll kind of see where it goes from there. But hopefully it's some promotions and guys going from Charleston to Bowling Green and us backfilling from the complex more so than it being injuries. But happy with the club we have right now.
Yeah, hard not to be. Blake, thanks so much for the time and appreciate it.
Yeah, Larry, appreciate you.